We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
He's a different cat. I'm not really that surprised that he's doing this because I think he feels like, hey, look, if I keep making the money that I'm supposed to make, Ben Roethlisberger throws a lifeline to some guys in his own locker room who are going to look at him and say, hey, listen, he's the quarterback, but he got a $5 million haircut. This is one of those things that Roethlisberger probably curried a little bit of favor in the locker room with.
Headlines, Peter King on NBC Sports today. Mike Florio in 10 minutes. Time brought to you by Gina G and Pietro. Get your home sold guaranteed and for top dollar. Gina G and Pietro of RE/MAX Select Realty. Visit GinaWillSellYourHome.com. We have a mixtape of national football media on Big Ben as they react to his new deal. And we have the Mueller mixtape. His college girlfriend's CD, which was her love letter to Chris. And it includes, I guess, this song by Phil Collins.
See, to me, this is a good song, again. She was as good at being a girlfriend as she...
And you're gonna blast Hootie and the Blowfish and say that song right there gets you up out of your chair and dancing around? I can't
wait,
dance?
So the only qualification for a song to be good or not is whether it gets you up out of your chair and dancing around.
What did that song just do for you? Did it make you think that the rhythm of it?
I enjoyed the musicianship.
Mm. Craig?
It made me plot it down faster because I hated it.
Thank you.
Craig, what's your favorite band?
I don't even know if I have one. I'm not real big into music.
So I'm in here with two charlatans who don't even claim a favorite band.
I like Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Chumbawamba,
Sugar Ray, the Mighty Mighty Boss Stones.
Aqua.
Mm-hmm. Semisonic.
Interesting. So you're just naming like all, are you going to throw a fastball in there at me?
Nah, I wasn't a fan.
Really get 1998 or 1999 taken
about
care
Limp
of here?
Bizkit? Do we like them?
Fred Durst? I will admit to buying, Significant Other, their second, I guess, album. I will admit to buying it and liking it.
Who did we like more, Redman or Method Man?
Method Man, I think.
Remember when you saw Method Man at Fatheads?
Yeah, he was getting wings to go. I guess his kid's like a really good prep basketball player or college basketball player. Method Man is 50, by the way, which makes me feel old. And he's older, obviously. Makes him feel old, I'm sure. Yeah, that was a weird one because, like, people knew exactly who it was immediately, but he generally got treated deferentially. Nobody wanted to go up and bother him and be like, hey, you're Method Man.
Do you think the license says Method Man?
Man, comma, method?
Yes. He's sitting in the waiting room at the dentist's. Man, method.
We're looking for a cube, comma, ice. A Mr. Cube.
I.cube. Yeah. That's a good one. That was a really good one. Is it iced tea or does he go by iced tea? Is there a D in there?
What?
Yeah.
It's ice dash tea.
Okay. So he dropped the D.
Yes.
Okay. And he spells T just the letter. It's not
ice hyphen T.
Ice hyphen T. Now I'm laughing at the thought of of Snoop going to the DMV. Mr. Dog, dog, comma, Snoop.
That's a dog with two G's.
Yep. Anyways, I think that there is something to what Peter King said there about Ben and what the way the rest of the guys look at him in the locker room. He isn't full of you-know-what. Like, he actually took less money, and in a sport where that's how guys keep score with W-2s and paychecks and things like that, pay stubs, to do that, I do think, you know, because that's supposed to be, I'm donating it to Steelers charity. I'm giving $5 million away so you guys, you can turn my 5 into 15 and you guys can get some of it. Like, I'm giving it to the other 52 guys in that locker room. I do think that matters because I don't think Ben has always been the most popular guy in that room. How do I know that? Not just from what I've heard from ex-players. He's been voted team MVP once. Antonio Brown, who gets, and rightfully so sometimes, crucified for being this malignant cancer, was voted by his peers MVP four times. Four. If he was such an unlikable bastard, how does he get MVP four times? Explain that.
I mean, isn't the truth that most of the teammates not only respected how great AB was, but actually had, like, they liked him?
I know.
Like, in that locker room, they enjoyed being around him. Ben, didn't Ben always keep a pretty small circle? It was like Vance when Vance was here, Heath, Pouncey's always been his guy, maybe DeCastro. Like,
Doug Legursky.
You've never heard much about Ben palling around with too many of the guys. Here's what's interesting about what Peter King says. It's a nice little way for him to ingratiate himself to a locker room that's going to look almost completely foreign to him. Who will be back? You know, DeCastro will be there. But, like, I mean, guys who have been there for a long time with Ben, maybe DeCastro will be back. My point is, it's going to be a lot of a continued churn of unfamiliar faces for him.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's a way to make a good impression, like, especially if there's a guy like a Hilton or a Sutton who wants to stay here and the Steelers are able to keep them at a price that everybody thinks is fair, and part of the reason is maybe because Ben was willing to take less money. I bet that kind of player will feel pretty good towards the
quarterback. Peter King called it a $5 million haircut. What do you think is the most expensive haircut you can get in this town? And I'm not talking about tip, just this is the price I'm charging you for a haircut in Pittsburgh.
Like, where or how much?
Do you think there's a barber or stylist who's charging...
Male or female? Does that matter? Because I feel like a woman's haircut costs a lot more.
Because there's more hair?
Well, yeah, there's more hair to cut.
And they get stuff done. Like, you get a hair coloring color and all that stuff.
Men don't do that?
I mean, dudes get
not
their
to the extent
colored,
that a woman's haircut costs.
Okay, again, because there's more hair to color and cut.
Okay, and that's what I'm saying. Are we divvying up the categories here? Are you talking about a male haircut? Most expensive
yes.
in town?
Yep.
Man.
You think there's a guy out there charging $200 for a haircut?
Yeah, I bet there is.
Probably. Yeah, probably. Because there's a lot of dudes out there that care enough about their hair and have enough disposable income to spend $200 on a cut. Probably twice a month.
What would a $200 haircut buy me? Like, what do you think they do to it?
It's probably more the experience. I bet it's like some real hipster place.
The experience?
It's like a hipster place and like
straight razor shaves.
They play songs off the Mueller mixtape while you... By the way, let's hear another selection while we're at it.
Oh, wow. Ugh. Yeah. Strike one.
Imagine, like, the car ride when you're listening to this song. What do you do, playing, like, bumper cars somewhere?
Try not to get nauseous. Try not to get car sick.
I like it a little more now. I completely forgot this song existed. Yeah, it's not my style, though.
That's what it sounds like to me. All right. Thank you, Craig.
Let's cut that one out.
Who was that, Craig? What was that song? I can't
that
even
place
it.
That was Rage Against the Machine.
That's Help Save the Youth of America from exploding. Help Save the Youth of America from Exploding by Less Than Jake. Mm. It's a mouthful.
Okay, I knew I recognized the vocals, but I couldn't place the artist. Yeah, I like a couple Less Than Jake songs.
Billie Eilish,
Eat
Your Heart Out. That song is just gold right there.
See, you know all these artists, but like you don't actually care about the music.
Are we going to expose Florio to one of these next, or should we
skip
it?
Yes, absolutely.
Should we skip it?
Brought to you by Sun Chevy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!